This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.
Today we are speaking with Pam Therrien, who is the Vice President of the Sudbury Chamber of Commerce. On February 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Chamber of Commerce is hosting the PEP Conference, or the Procurement, Employment, and Partnerships Conference and Trade Show, who is in partnership with our partner, the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business. Pam, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the PEP Conference and maybe a little bit on the agenda, please?
Yeah, sure. We're calling it our PEP conference, and as you said, PEP stands for Procurement, Employment, and Partnership. So the PEP, it's a conference and trade show. It's presented by SNC-Lavalin, and we're doing it in partnership with the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business. And the conference was developed to explore ways to grow the resource development and infrastructure sectors, mainly through innovative supply chain management. So, you know, there'll be discussions around the advantages of partnerships. We'll learn from those who have successfully designed and executed local procurement frameworks. And we'll hear a lot of people talking, and there'll be a lot of great panels based on, how can we prepare our youth and our workforce for the jobs of tomorrow? So, you know, that's kind of the conference in a nutshell. Obviously, procurement, employment, and partnerships are three very large topics. So the conference will take place over February 6th and 7th here in Sudbury at the Holiday Inn. As I said, it'll include panel discussions, concurrent sessions, and keynote addresses by both Mr. Alan Coutts, who's the president and CEO of Noront Resources, and Mr. Phil Fontaine, the former National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. So Mr. Coutts will be speaking on the 6th, and Mr. Fontaine will be speaking on the 7th. We also have a gala the evening of February 6th, where we will have our keynote address by the Honourable Minister Glenn Thibault, who's the Minister of Energy, and he's also our MPP here in Sudbury.
Yeah, I've looked. It's kind of a who's who of the north, of Northern Ontario. Who are you expecting to attend this year?
Yeah, so we have been very, very successful with securing some great speakers that over the course of the couple of days, I know that our delegates will learn a tremendous amount from. So we will be, Mr. Stephen Lindley will be there from SNC, JP Gladue, who's the president and CEO of CCAB. He'll be with us as well. We have our local Greater Sudbury Development Corporation will be present, Mr. Ian Wood. We have Anishinaabe Aski Development Fund, Brian Davey. We also have Stephen Flewelling from Noront, Derek Chum from Hydro One will be there. We have the Canadian Council for Public-Private Partnerships. We have KGHM. We have the Minister of Northern Development and Mines. So we have David DeLowney and Dr. Christine Kaziki. We have Alicia Woods, who's the general manager of Marcotte Mining here, but she's also a fabulous entrepreneur that started Cover Gals. And she is the president of SAMHSA here in Sudbury, the first woman president of SAMHSA. So she'll be there. We have the leaders of all of our post-secondary institutions, so the president of Cambrian College, College Boreal, Laurentian University, Huntington University will all be there. We have Gets to Jig, we have NORCAT, Jason Batiste from Waubun Tribal Council, Wanapate First Nation will be there, Greenstone Gold, Cementation, we have the president of Cementation. We have some really great speakers. We have a local design agency, the owner of that, Jennifer Tabak from Design to Plume will be there, RBC. Our workforce planning and board will be there, LIUNA. So we have Bill Barbosa from LIUNA coming, and Detour Gold as well, and Valet. We have Angie Robson from Valet who will be sitting on a panel as well.
Wow, that's a lot of who's who. Now, I'm just curious, what makes PEP unique in this area for this conference at this time of year?
Yeah, so, you know, we all know there's, you can choose from a variety of wonderful conferences to be able to attend, especially this time of year. But, you know, we really wanted PEP to bring Indigenous and non-Indigenous businesses together so that we could discuss ways to maximize local inclusion, to create procurement frameworks that are successful, how we can move forward to ensure we're training the right people for the right jobs. So we're thinking, and the hope for the conference is that by starting the conversation, getting the right people in the right room, we can begin to address some maybe challenges that hopefully we can turn into more opportunities. So, you know, looking at things like, well, what if there wasn't a skills mismatch? You know, could we learn, what if there wasn't a skills mismatch, but a skilled labor force available to match jobs that organizations are looking for? What if we could learn from organizations that have successfully designed and executed local procurement frameworks, take them back to our organization so that we could do the same? And what if we talked about all of these wonderful advantages of partnerships and all of that started right here in Sudbury? So it's the largest event that at the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce we've ever embarked on before. You know, like I said, around 25 speakers, 3 keynote addresses, 3 concurrent sessions, 4 plenary panel discussions. We have a gala, trade show. There's facilitated networking. So really a great 2 days to be out of the office. I think it's definitely a good way to spend that time out of the office.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the networking opportunities?
Yeah, so
you register, I understand, and you put your name forward.
Yep. So, you know, as a chamber, one of the things we do is we bring like-minded business people together to start those partnerships, have those conversations, getting them in the right room. But a unique part of PEP is that when you register for the event at pepconference.ca, you can register. And one of the questions that you'll be asked is, do you want to take part in facilitated networking? And if you do, the chamber will email you and ask you about your business and what kind of businesses you want to meet with, and then we'll secure those meetings to happen at the conference. So not really a speed dating. It's one-on-one, facilitated, prearranged meetings that will take part over those 2 days.
Who should be at this conference? Who should register?
You know, it's really, there's something at this conference for everybody, whether you're a mining company, a mining services and supply, an education institute, an employer, an employee, an entrepreneur. So if you want to start your own business, you know, if you're Indigenous, non-Indigenous, but, you know, bringing the right people under the right roof so that you can learn more about how to move forward with that. But, you know, I think it's really, there's something in there for everybody.
Awesome. We know these things aren't possible without sponsors.
Oh,
can you talk a little bit about them?
Oh, our sponsors are, we wouldn't be able to do anything we do as a not-for-profit at the Chamber without our sponsors. And for this event, we are extremely grateful for our sponsors, SNC-Lavalin, Pioneer Construction, Fisher Wavy, Liuna, CN, Valet, RBC, Morarco, Professions North, Laurentian University, Greenstone Gold, New Day Wellness, Hydro One, Huntington University.
Holy smokes.
CCAB is our partner in the event as well.
Okay, so that's a procurement employment partnerships conference and trade show. Can you tell us how to sign up?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So if you go to PEP Conference, so pepconference.ca, you'll see right on the homepage at the top navigation bar, there's a button that says register. You can register as a delegate for the 2-day conference, register as well for the gala the evening of the 6th. You can purchase a trade show booth. And then once you register, take advantage of the facilitated networking. We'll help set that up for you.
That's perfect. It's for the 5th, 6th, and 7th with the VIP reception on the 5th. Thank you so much, Pam, for letting us know about this, and thanks for joining Nation Talk.
Thank you for allowing me to speak about it. It was a pleasure.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.